presents this unabridged recording of
Tea Tree Passage, A Family Saga, written by Robin Lee Burrows and read by Caroline Lee. Coastal tea tree, noun, otherwise known as Leptospermum laevagatum. Bushy trees growing to 6 metres. Found in sandy coastal areas along Australia's east coast. Salt and wind resistant. Used as windbreaks and also to stabilise sand movement. The bark is stringy. The grey-green foliage is fine and dense. White flowers, each containing 5 petals, appear in spring or early summer. The residue from the flower develops into a seed capsule after fertilisation. The botanical name, Leptospermum, is derived from the Greek leptos, meaning slender, and sperma, meaning seed. Part 1. Homecomings 1. Tea Tree Passage, Queensland, 1919. Chapter 1. Nina? The name wove towards her through the hot, still air. To her right, the screen door wheezed open, and she jerked to a halt, hands poised over the lump of dough she was kneading on the kitchen table. Confused, she stared in the direction of the voice. Outlined within the framework, the shape dark against the glare, stood the figure of a man. He was tall and lean, with square-set shoulders. The hat on his head was turned up at the brim. A slouch hat, Nina realised, suddenly aware of pale light glinting off the rising sun badge. A momentary bewilderment skimmed her awareness. A soldier? Here in Tea Tree Passage? The war was over, had been for 10 long months. The voice wove towards her again, scarcely audible, strangely familiar. Nina, I'm home. Frank? Oh my God, it's Frank. The realization sifted oddly through her consciousness, like leaves. Leaves the colour of mulberries, wafting, settling, falling in layers upon the dry core of her. For one impossibly long moment, she couldn't speak, couldn't move. Her legs were heavy, like lead. They refused to function, and she simply halted, overwhelmed by the unexpected sight of him. Disjointed thoughts slid against her awareness. Why hadn't he written? Let her know he was coming. She would have gladly gone into town and met him at the station, not let him come home like this.